Once upon a time, in a land called Revelation, there were two prophets. Now these prophets, they didn't wear very nice clothes at all. As a matter of fact, what they wore was burlap, not very comfortable. Anyway, these two prophets were not very popular, although it's very seldom that a prophet is popular. Anyway, everybody hated them, and they all wanted to kill them, but they couldn't. Because whenever they'd come up and they'd try to kill them, well, what would happen? Fire would come out of their mouths and devour their enemies. Just... Also, if they went and they decided to, go to a certain country and they, you know, said, "Repent, you sinners." And if they didn't, you know what? They could say, "Okay, you're not going to repent? No rain." Or they could say, "I'm going to turn your water into blood." Yuck. Or they could smite the land with earthquakes if they wanted to, as often as they wanted. Anyway, these guys were doing this for about 3.5 years. Well, at the end of 3.5 years, this evil, wicked beast, he climbed out of the bottomless pit, and he killed them. And they took their bodies and they laid them in the streets of the capital city. And the people said, "No, don't let him be put in a grave. Let him lay there. We want to look at those bodies. Those guys gave us a real rough time." And the people were so happy that these guys were dead that they were giving each other presents and stuff like that. It was better than Christmas to them. Anyway, no good fairy tale could really end with the heroes dead. Well, this one doesn't either. After 3.5 days, these guys, the spirit of life came into them. They stood up on their feet, and all these people who'd been watching them laying there dead for 3.5 days got very afraid. And as soon as they did that, there was a voice from heaven which said, "Come up here." And of course they did. I think I would too. And right after this, their enemies became even more afraid. And there was a great earthquake in the city. And a tenth of the city got leveled. And 7,000 people died in the earthquake. And the rest gave glory to the King of Kings. Sad too many lambs, wearing just sackcloth, they carry on God's plan. They have the power to shut up the sky. If anyone wants to harm them by fire, he must die. These are the olive trees and the everyone can see. People on earth will be happy and glad, because the two are dead who made them so mad. These are the olive trees and the lampstands that stand by the Lord. Thank you. But they rose after 3.5 days, and they stood where everyone around them could gaze. Then in a cloud they went out to the sight. Everyone who was standing there was filled with a great fright. These are the olive trees, and the last stands that stand.